Blog Talk Radio.
Paranormal Network coming to you live from Van Buren, Arkansas. Hope everybody's having a great day. Hope everybody's having a good work weekend, or not work weekend, off weekend. Hope everybody's ready for the Super Bowl this weekend. All right, well, we're supposed to be talking about haunted places in Alabama today. So I hope everybody will enjoy it. And I hope everything's coming out clear. Trying a different way of doing things here now. All right, we got some announcements going on. The Arkansas Ghost Hunters of Kirk County will be putting on a Paracon this year. We have already got lining out a bunch of our speakers. I got some great entertainment for y'all. And it looks like it's going to be a good deal. We do have it planned for one area. We haven't paid for the building yet, but I was really brought up with another option yesterday. So if you go to our Facebook page and our website page, it tells you I've been here in Van Buren, but I'm not sure that's going to happen. We may have to change the location if we find a better place to go. And the places that were brought to me, we will be going looking at next 2 or 3 weeks to make our decision. We're still having it here, Van Buren or not. But anyways, our guest for Paracon will be Joe Bailey. Joy Bailey, I should think. Not Joy. Joy Bailey. She's from West Virginia. She's a nice lady. She's been a friend of the group for a long, long time. She's also got YouTube stuff going on. She's an investigator. She got her programs. but she's also I think it's on a network called ParanormalHauntings.com, something like that. I have to go back and look, I'm not really sure. Anyway, she's on that kind of network. Anyway, she's done a lot. I mean, she's done a lot of stuff. If you go to YouTube, look up Moonlit Paranormal. There's three different words. It's Moonlit, L-I-T, Paranormal. Make sure you push that in and bring it up to her. You can just subscribe to her site and see what she's all about. I also have a husband and wife coming in, Gavin and Paula Kelly. They have a podcast, radio. An author, producer, singer, investigator. He does it all. Finally get to meet them. They're coming in to be our speakers. And we also have two Bigfoot men coming in. One from around Falk, Arkansas, the Moby Creek area. He knows that area. He's got tons of prints and castings and stuff. And then and then we have a guy up in Northwest Arkansas, Rick Marshall. He's a Bigfoot man around this area. And he's got a lot of good evidence as well. He was speaking. And Old Fort Paranormal group, William and Will and Christina Sargent, will be speaking. And we also have a lady from Oklahoma, Anita Carpenter. Everybody knows her, Anita Tabal. So she is coming in and speaking as well. Everybody knows her. She's a psychic. And she's been on the Destination America TV thing on that satellite or cable, wherever you got it. And she's been on the Hauntings, a lot of the Haunting shows, and she's a real nice lady. She'll be in the talking as well. So we got to do the lineup. She'll have some food trucks up there for everybody. Well, it kind of depends on where it's at, actually, where we're going to be at. I say up there because we do have it. I do have it on the website. It's going to be at the Van Buren High School, Fine Arts Center here in Van Buren, and on our posters that we get on the internet. All that could be changed to a different location. So y'all stay tuned for that. Trying to figure out what my computer will just do. Anyway, our subject today is haunted places in Alabama. Kate Shipper's House, Bed and Breakfast. The historic bed and breakfast is haunted by an apparition of an elderly woman who has seen in guest rooms all over the building. Strange presence has been felt by the ghost or guests and staff. Here's that one called the Crybaby Bridge.
There's a war going on, and a woman has a dream nearby Oak Girl plantation. She's getting chased. The baby was hung. She made it to the river and got under the bridge, and the baby continued to cry. So in order to make sure that she lived, she put her baby's face
by this river where this bridge is located, and she drowned her baby in the river for whatever reason. This is what the believers think. Now the question is, are you a believer or are you a non-believer? The non-believers point out that Crybaby Bridge is basically an urban legend. Sarahland is not the only place that has Crybaby Bridge. There's probably another one in the state of Alabama. Some sort of strange urban legend that people pass around the desert. Then why do so many people on the Gulf Coast talk about this bridge? It's because, you know, they come here as kids and do silly stuff and try to, you know, get a good scare out of each other. Possible. Here's what I think. Look, I've done ghost hunts before, and I've done my research on this bridge. I went there once during the daytime and once during the night alone, which I do not recommend. What I can say about this place is that it is creepy. Look, this is about as close as I got to the river when I got there at night. And as you can see, I leave lights on my car and everything. I do not want to go down near that river. In fact, the scariest part is probably when you turn onto Calioka Road, because all you see is woods on either side of you, and you're driving for a good few miles. So already you're scared by the time you get out to Crybaby Bridge. Needless to say, I was really freaked out when I got out here. My suggestion is, if you decide to come to Crybaby Bridge, bring a couple of friends. In the meantime, please leave me a comment letting me know if you've ever been to this Crybaby Bridge. If you have, maybe.
No, everybody heard that. Crybaby Bridge in Alabama. Cedarhurst Mansion. Cedarhurst Mansion Estate was originally built in 1823 by Stephanie Irwin. While visiting the house, a relative, Sally Carter, died of a short illness at the mansion in 1837. Her first report of the haunting was around 1919, after a teenager boy who slept at the house and had a dream about her tombstones falling over. Other family members laughed it off, but in a inspiration of her burial plot revealed that indeed it had fallen over due to a stormy weather. People who previously slept and lived in the mansion report seeing a ghost watching over them as they rest, while often reported hauntings and seeing her walking around the house in the grounds. Gina Woods Plantation. No plantation is complete without stories of a ghostly haunting, and this one, early times, the composition of a young woman who died while visiting the plantation, it is said to haunt Greenswood, angry, but she was not promptly returned to her home state for the burial. Her arrangements must not be too greater. However, as she mostly experienced it by playing a piano.
Okay.
I forgot to talk to Chandler fucking on the radio. Mountain View Hospital. Strange noises and shadowy mists have been reported by numerous visitors at the hospital. Short and sweet. I like those little short dogs. The wallets. Now, here in a couple of months, around maybe March, end of March, maybe first of May, we'll be having other people on our talk show. It'll be like a round table discussion, so we'll have more. One person reading on places. We'll have a total of four, maybe. So which is going to be good for us. That way we can start bringing in guests, talking to guests, people calling in and all that. I think that's going to be better. And hopefully I still get this thing straightened out. Why this computer over here is not working. Josephine Hotel. Although the historic hotel is no longer in service, it is now an art museum and cafe. Ghostly voices and strange lights have been seen in the building after it closes. Aunt B's Southern Hospitalities. Aunt B's Southern Hospitality, originally built in the 1910. From a family of doctors, Aunt B's was an inn that was rumored to be haunted. Reports say it is no longer in operation and it is for sale. Of course, this, I don't know when this was updated, how long ago this is for sale. So, probably been bought by now. The theory that the ghost of a soldier trying to get into the building, as the inn sits on the side of what was once an infantry. The ghost of a child in old-fashioned clothes also been seen on the patio, and several other apparitions of a woman and children have been seen noted inside the building. Harper Hill Cemetery. This famous church cemetery site is said to be haunted. Legend has it that the church pastor went mad one day and murdered his entire family, and it's their ghosts that are said to be here. Wow, the church is still there. Maple Hill Cemetery.
Where is this thing coming out on? They say the house is still haunted. But one of your biters said it was spot with a second. why. Anybody who lives at Yeltsin House, as I said before, the mayor speaks aloud and takes on risk from all of them. And he hasn't had any more children. But now, like you said, during the American Civil War, General Warren Mitchell came to Oakdale to confiscate my property. And, of course, I didn't allow that to happen, so I burned 120 bales. And he was not too happy about that, so he had a special meeting for him to dump some water for his
water.
So it wasn't a good idea for me to hang out there anymore, and I just didn't come out to live here in the house on Adams Street the next day. And it was there one evening that my wife Lizzie was making dinner, and a Yankee jumped to the front door. And she told him to get through buttermilk and a plate of cornbread. And the gentleman took the hat rack and he just drove the hat on to one of my six sons, who's been off by the take the hat, put it on his head, and Lucy looked at it and said, you sir, may take my buttermilk, may take my cornbread, but you ain't get my son's hat. He said, Gary, you can't just keep raising.
Some people call the maven of Morrisville. Others say I'm just an old name, but I'll tell you. He didn't have access to Gary, and I said, you gosh, and he never, never. Now, I wrote out my will. I get everything. My relatives are over my will for years. Three times they went to court. The ugly and the court over my will. And of course they didn't.
They played all